waters rising. It's over my head, I'm gasping for my last breath. I move my arms in circular motion, trying to float on this brand new ocean. Brand new ocean.
Welcome to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan. Happy Pride, everyone. I'm hoping you all had the chance to start the celebration with our own Pride event last week. Here's a shout out to everyone who stopped by the Outbeat radio booth, gave us your thumbs up, let us know that you are listening, and that you like what we are doing. We are here for you as the North Bay's only dedicated programming by, for, and about the LGBT community. Tonight's program is all music. It's an hour of songs of pride, intended to inspire, support, encourage, and just keep you moving forward down the rainbow road. I've got Mike Young on the engineering boards tonight, got Greg Moralia coming up with the Outbeat News, and let's find out what's happening.
Say, say, say. Tell it like it is.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, June 10th, 2012. This week, the Boy Scouts of America confirmed that it's considering a change of policy that lets Gay Scouts and Gay Scout leaders serve openly in local chapters. The announcement comes after activist Zach Walls delivered 275,000 signatures on a petition to the group and met with its leadership. A spokesman for the Boy Scouts said a resolution on the change was submitted by a scout leader in April before Walls' visit, and it's now being considered by a committee. He emphasized that similar resolutions have been considered in the past as early as 2000. And here in California, police were called to a Richmond City Council meeting where LGBT activists were speaking out against comments made last month by resident Mark Wasberg. Here's ABC 7 News.
It took less than a minute for police to move in and for the crowd to shout down Richmond resident Mark Wasberg after his anti-gay comments.
I have the right to speak.
No, I think you're talking hate speech.
If everybody
would like to
turned
ask you
gay,
to take your seat.
It'd be the end of the world.
You're out of
because
order.
Nobody
you're
be making babies.
Please
you want to shut
out.
Me up.
Supporters of the LGBT community filled the Richmond City Council chambers because of what happened here 2 weeks ago. The city had presented a proclamation to LGBT teens from the Rise Center naming June as Gay Pride Month. Wasberg laughed while talking about a young gay man who committed suicide.
I think it's funny.
Tonight, his comments were overwhelmingly challenged.
How could you curse somebody or damn somebody when there's so much hate in your heart yourself?
Local Minister Wesley Ellis said he had no problems with gays or lesbians and then quoted the Bible.
Once again, I want to clearly make it a statement. It says it, the Bible says, it is an abomination.
In the end, the LGBT supporters got what they wanted. Each member of the city council signed a pledge to speak out against hate and intolerance.
And now a study session is scheduled in 3 weeks. The city council will hear from experts on LGBT issues, and the public is invited. In Richmond, John Alston, ABC 7 News.
And here locally, out in the Vineyard, the first Wine Country events and travel company dedicated to the LGBT community presents Wine Weekend Friday, June 15th through Sunday, June 17th. Partial proceeds will benefit face-to-face the Sonoma County AIDS Network. You can celebrate Gay Pride Month with world-class wine and culinary delights, music and dancing in a private estate vineyard, wine tasting excursions, and an evening of song. Gary Saperstein, the principal partner of Out in the Vineyard, said this is all about bringing the community together to both celebrate Gay Pride Month and our amazing wine country. We're especially excited this year, our second year producing Gay Wine Weekend, because we'll be entertaining people from many states, including some from as far away as New York. The goal is to put the wine country on the map as a destination for the LGBT community. He added, we're excited to get folks from all over the world here and to show them our beautiful and bountiful wine country. Gay Wine Weekend kicks off on Friday, June 15th at the El Dorado Hotel in Sonoma with a VIP reception from 3 to 6 p.m. This event is hosted by Ravenswood Winery. Then afterwards, enjoy wining and dining out in Sonoma starting at 6:30 p.m. at the El Dorado Kitchen. Enjoy an intimate evening of dining with Australia's iconic Penfolds winemaker, who pairs his wines with the culinary delights of Chef Armando and his California-inspired cuisine. After dinner, come to the Cabaret, an evening of song featuring Katya Smirnoff-Sky, will happen at 9:30 p.m. in the Barrel Room at the Sebastiani Winery in Sonoma. Then on Saturday, June 16th, out in the Vineyard, Wine and Tours and Lunch will depart from Sonoma's historic square and venture out for an afternoon of wine tasting and lunch at some of Sonoma Valley's finest wineries. The weekend's signature event happens Saturday night with the Twilight Tea Dance, 7 to 11 p.m. at Atwood Ranch in Glen Ellen. Dance to the twilight among the vines in the heart of the Valley of the Moon. Then on Sunday, June 17th, from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., the Big Gay Wine Auction and Recovery happens at Ramekin's Culinary School in Sonoma. All monies raised at the auction will benefit face-to-face the Sonoma County AIDS Network. For more information and to purchase their tickets, go to their website at www.outinthevineyard.com. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, June 11th at 7 p.m., the Spanish-speaking parent support group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Tuesday, June 12th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay group will meet at the Positive Images Center in Santa Rosa. And on Wednesday, June 13th at 5 p.m., the youth support group meets at the Spectrum LGBT Center, 30 North San Pedro Road, Suite 160 in San Rafael. And finally, on Friday, June 15th at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will gather at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street in Sonoma. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennedy.
this morning, I couldn't believe my eyes. I saw out my window an endless river of lies. I was running, I was kneeling, but not too up on believing that I could make it across and not be drowned or get lost. I considered the current and the cost. Do I stand up for something, for it all, or for nothing? When in doubt, do I stand for you and for me? Stand up for something. You see, there ain't nothing that compares when you stand for what you believe. For what you believe. So if there's a hell, on opposite sides of the fence, and I got this weight on my shoulders. Who is for me? Who is against? So I spoke to a wise man who can see much more than my eyes can, and he told me how to behave. And he gave me a reason to pray. Delivered the answers and went on his way. He said, stand up for something, for it all, or for nothing. When you're down, take a stand for you and for me. He said, stand up for something. You see, there ain't nothing that could. What you believe, what you believe.
Rising, it's over my head. I'm gasping, gasping for my last breath. I move my arms in circular motion, trying to float on this brand new ocean. Oh, brand new ocean.
Sorry about that. We lost power here at the station for a while, but we're back on the air now.
And very shortly, we're going to play a little bit more music while we get everything back together, and then we'll be back with a little bit more of Outbeat.
Welcome back. We just had a little bit of a mishap there, lost a little bit of power, but we've got all the buttons working and the lights are no longer flashing and we're back in business. So thanks for sticking with us. I do want to say that it isn't all music tonight, and the playlist of songs that I have chosen are there to inspire, support, encourage, and keep you moving forward in the journey, all in the name of pride. You heard Jeffrey Straker opening the show with Brand New Ocean. Then there was a remix of Move Like Jagger from Maroon 5. And just currently, our Outbeat friend Justin Utley with his original composition, Stand for Something. Incidentally, it was November 2nd, 1969, when Craig Rodwell, his partner Fred Sargent, friends Ellen Broidy and Linda Rose actually proposed the first gay pride parade to be held in New York City by way of a resolution presented at the Eastern Regional Conference of Homophile Organizations. Remember, this is 1969, and the meeting was held in Philadelphia. It was called an annual reminder, and it was to be designated that the last Saturday of June be a demonstration day known to move in location and time so as to encompass the ideas and ideals of the larger struggle in which we are all engaged, that of our fundamental human rights. Well, wouldn't you know, as plans unfolded, it was believed that more people would be willing to turn out for such an event on a Sunday rather than a Saturday, and thus commemorating the date of the start of the Stonewall Uprising. The first march took place in New York City on June 28, 1970. Similar events began to take place nationwide. They were known as gay-ins or gay liberation movements or gay Freedom Day marches. All the way to the 1980s, a cultural shift then took place, as marches tended to take on a more of a festive, kind of a celebration, carnival-like atmosphere, as the political activists kind of retreated to the background. Political activism didn't go away, but died down somewhat. The all-encompassing name Gay Pride came into being and remains so unto this day.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all, yeah. The darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. My fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line.
And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some in a bottle or possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. And we go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to the children. We drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible. We go through the workout. We read up on revival. We stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions.
You're listening to KRCB FM Santa Rosa at 91.1 and 90.9, streaming live at krcb.org. On air, online, we're your North Bay Media Connection, and we are back on air now after a little bit of a power hit. Back to music.
Thank you. you'll see that it's a fact. If you watch the sky at night, and if you stare into the darkness, you might see celestial light. And if your heart is empty and there's no hope inside, there's a chance you'll find an answer in the sky. Well, you say it's a shame if you have nothing to believe. And if you can't hold on to something, you might as well die where you sleep. You don't need a prayer, and there's no price to ask why. Sometimes you find an answer in the sky, and it's all so much bigger than it seems, and it all overwhelms us now and then. And I'm banking on a chance that we believe the good we still control, the hearts of men.
To the stars. somehow I sail through our trouble. Some have to live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here, or to find that can never be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps grim some more.
And you are listening to Outbeat Music, Songs of Pride. That was Elton John on those last two pieces with Answer in the Sky and Circle of Life. Before that, we heard Heather Small with Proud, and RuPaul started us out on the set with Coming Out of Hiding. Here's RuPaul again, this time with If I Dream.
Calling all angels,
walk me through this one. Don't leave me alone. Call on all angels. Call on all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure how. On every day you gaze upon the sunset. We walk the narrow path beneath the smoking skies. Sometimes barely tell the difference between darkness and light. Do we have faith?
And you're listening to Michael Callan on that last piece. You also heard Jane Seabury and Katie Lang with Calling All Angels, and It Can't Rain All the Time. I do want to remind you that I'll be back next week with Gary Carnevale, my co-host on Outbeat Collage. We will be talking about Frameline and the 16th International San Francisco LGBT Film Festival coming up on June 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then next month, I do return on Outbeat Music with a summer fest of surf songs, dance beats, and hot summer romance. Of course, all LGBT style. Let's finish out the program with a little bit of Laughing at Life, and it's Dina DeRose.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. You'll find the sun when you're laughing at life. No road is lonely if you would only smile through your tears when you're laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. So start now and cheer up. The clouds are gonna clear up. Loose all your blues, laughing at life. Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. You'll find the sun when you're laughing at life. No road is lonely if you would only smile through your tears when you're laughing at life.
with those magazine smiles. Heading out to somewhere I won't be back for a while. I won't be back.
And once again, you are listening to Outbeat Music, Songs of Pride. We're finishing up the hour. My thanks to Mike Young for engineering this evening, to you, our KRCB listeners, for continuing to support LGBT programming here in the North Bay. As always, I'm Michaela Kennan, and do remember, be real, be remarkable, and don't forget to keep a song in your heart. Happy Pride, everyone. I'll see you next time. Remember that support for Outbeat comes to on KRCB-FM comes from members and from the Napa Valley Opera House, welcoming world-class artists and entertainers to the stage. Located in the heart of downtown Napa, this historic venue hosts Pierre Bensouin Tuesday, June 12th at 8 p.m. It's Susie Gilbert with pianist Mike Greensill on Sunday, June 17th, and Cabaret, presented by the Napa Valley Broadway Playhouse, Friday, June 22nd through July 1st. The Napa Valley Opera House. A complete schedule is available at nvoh.org or by calling 707-226-7372.